can have more fun than you can shake a stick at on today's radio program. Have you ever had so much fun in your life that you thought, gosh, I wish I had a stick that I could shake? Like, are you thinking that? I wish I could shake a stick at that.
I've actually never had that thought.
Yeah. It makes me wonder if that's even the saying.
Here's a challenge. I'm going to throw out a challenge to you.
Yeah.
This week, sometime this week, yeah, we each select a stick. We find a stick outdoors.
I've been collecting sticks. Yeah. I've got a whole bucket of sticks in the studio.
But that's, I'm just saying, though, we got to keep one with us. And every time something fun happens, don't say anything. Just shake a stick at it.
What's the first time you heard that expression? Like, do you have any association with that expression at all? Is that an expression where people are shaking sticks?
What is it? What is it when they say?
So funny you can't even shake a stick at it?
Is that the phrase?
I'm having so much fun. I think it is this. Here's what I think it is.
What, yeah.
There's so many of those. You can't even shake a stick. More than you can shake a stick at.
More than you can shake a stick at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's where it came from.
Okay. A way to just talk about, well, there's a lot of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many pies did you bake this Thanksgiving,
Margie?
More
than you can shake a stick at.
Yeah.
Okay.
And how many is more than you can shake a stick at?
Yeah, at what point?
Like, I can shake a stick awful fast.
Yeah.
Like, and you're a drummer. You can really shake a stick.
Oh, yeah.
How many sticks can you shake in, like, a minute?
A minute?
Yeah.
I bet I could get over 200.
So you're shaking a stick 200 times a minute.
Yeah, beats per minute. Yeah, because I've played songs at like, yeah.
So if I would
220
say,
beats per minute.
I baked more loaves of bread than you can shake a stick at.
That's a lot of loaves. That's a lot of loaves.
I better be sure that I'm not talking to a drummer.
Put up or shut up. Put up or shut up.
Why
I better
did
see
you just
a whole,
scream at me?
I better see a whole bunch of loaves.
Yeah. Statistical knowledge is remote. And it isolates us in our remoteness. Can I take that again?
Yeah, 3, 2, 1.
Statistical knowledge is remote, and it isolates us in our remoteness. It is the stuff itself of unimagined life. We may, as we say, know statistical sums, but we cannot imagine them. It is by imagination that knowledge is carried to the heart. That's Wendell Berry. Any feedback for Wendell?
That seems right.
Welcome to our computer radio program, The Differentiated Business Podcast, with Michael J. Hart IV and Theodore J. Heron I. I set a February sports goal for the fun of it. I'd like to bowl a 200 game. I've got Michael J. Hart IV and Theodore J. Heron I, and we are standing in the parking lot of Sport Bowl. I've rolled just 4 games so far, and I'm averaging about 130.
Ooh, you got a little work. Yeah. You got a little work to do. Do you have a strategy?
Well, but these are just numbers. Well, you know, these are just statistical. This is just statistical knowledge. These numbers are remote and unimaginable. Hey, when's the last time you went bowling?
Well, I went bowling just one game after our Christmas party in December.
Do you remember how you bowled?
I think I actually bowled a 180 something.
Okay.
It was a pretty good game.
When you bowl, you got a ball, but do you have a stick?
I mean, you're a bowler.
You're
a good bowler. No, don't be, listen.
I was in league back in
don't
the day.
Don't be so bashful.
But I would not consider myself like a
don't
bowler.
Don't be so
anymore.
Humble. You are a good bowler.
All
are
right.
You not?
All right, I can. When I'm in the rhythm, yeah, I can bowl pretty well.
Would you say you have a fair amount of bowling knowledge stored away?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I do.
I would like you to help me imagine a better bowling game.
You guys here? Do some bowling?
We're here to roll a few.
All right. How about lane 15?
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Thanks.
I think the way you approach the foul line, you're too far to the right. I've always felt like you're too far to the right.
I don't need any help with skee ball. I mean, I'm fresh off of a 63,000 skee ball game at Electric Rainbow.
And that's more points than you can shake a stick at.
I mean, I started off kind of cold because I hit the 1,000. I was aiming for the 10,000, and I missed my first 2 balls. And then I went on a run, and I'm hitting 10,000 balls one after another, 6 in a row. That's more than you can shake a stick at.
Yeah, so, I was going to say you couldn't shake a stick at.
I don't think I need any help with my skee ball game. This is about bowling.
Yeah.
This is about bowling.
I've always felt like you're a little too far to the right in
Why
your approach.
Why do you say that?
Because you throw a right-handed hook. You should experiment. You should move a little bit more towards the middle, throw out, and it'll come back in a little bit deeper into the pocket.
This is going to be the first bowling I do in some new bowling shoes that I got for Valentine's Day.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah, these are vintage. I don't know what the brand is, but they're brown.
I've got brown vintage bowling shoes. And I know they're Brunswick.
The Brown Brunswick brothers. That's what we are. We're the Brown Brunswick brothers.
You've also got a Brunswick ball.
Well, I've got the edge, baby.
Brunswick all the way around.
I've got brown edge. What kind of shoes you got? Brunswicks?
Yep.
The Brown Brunswick brothers here at Sport Bowl.
These are my grandpa's shoes.
The Brown Brunswick bowling brothers. That's what we are. How heavy a ball are you? Are you slinging?
I'm slinging a 15 these days. It used to be a 16, but 15 is just better for me now.
Now, can I sling a 14, or you think I should be slinging a 15?
I think it's got to. You got to see what's comfortable. It's more about. Here's what I'll say. I think it's more about the speed of the ball than the weight of the ball.
How many rotations a second are we talking about?
I don't know.
More than you can shake a stick at?
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Brown edge throwing the first one here. Oh, it looks good. All right, eight of them.
Now, are you naming your ball? Your ball's called Intimidator. What's your ball name?
Yeah, I've got Intimidator.
Yep.
Yep.
Michael J. Hart IV is trying to pick up a split here. Looking pretty good. Oh, devil's toothache on that one.
Oh, it's a good pickup.
Yeah, when you're a right-handed bowler and you're getting one over there in the right-hand corner, that's real good.
You got it. That was a quality shot there. Quality roll.
Yeah, that felt good.
What benefit is there for me to hook it harder? Like, why do people hook it in the first place?
It's about the angle it comes into the pocket. So if you're throwing way on the right, like if you're standing way to the right and you're throwing over that first or second arrow and it's kind of angling in, and by the time it angles into the pocket, you're hitting the head pin too strong, and you're more likely to leave like either the three off to the right or two off to the right or one off to the right.
What do you say in bowling? Now you've bowled several leagues. What do you say when you start to figure out the lane? What's that? Is there a term for that?
I don't know. Just get into a rhythm, get into the groove. I've never heard like something specific.
I think it's like the brown. I'm entering the brown zone.
Browns. I've never said that.
Been in the brown zone. Well, you know what we call that? We call that brown mode.
Brown mode. We're going full on brown mode.
It's exciting. It's intense. Ooh, a strike here for Big Brother Brown Bowler here.
You got one too?
If I'm going to stay on pace for 200, I need a strike right here.
There we go. All right, another strike. Let's bring it together.
Have we covered everything as it relates to feedback?
What do they call two strikes in a row? Like three strikes in a row is a turkey. Is there a name for two strikes in a row?
I bet there is, but I've never heard it.
It's a what's a ham bone? I thought that was something.
That's five. So what's four in a row?
A ham sandwich? What are they calling a ham? Yeah. Why do they call it a ham bone? Why do they call it a turkey?
I don't know. I don't know where these... We'd have to do some research as to why that came up.
Is five strikes in a row more than you can shake a stick at?
No. You can totally shake a stick at five strikes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is 6 10,000 ski balls in a row more than you can shake a stick at? Because it's 10,000 points.
Yeah,
that's a lot of points.
Yeah.
Baby boy Brown with a strike there in the fifth. That helps. That gets me on pace. Let's get a couple more here. Come on. Come on, baby. Little boy Brown coming. Coming strong. Big brother Brown coming in now. Oh, he knocked a bunch over, but the pesky 10 pin is left over. He needs to get back into brown mode. Right now he's in beige mode. He needs to go full brown here.
All right, here we go. Here we go. Hold on. Oh, he got three of the four.
I needed those. That's too bad. I'm going to have to get hot now. I got to close it out. I gotta be strong here. I got frames 8, 9, and 10. I'm at a 118. I'm at a 121. I got a little bit of hope, not much.
Oh, here we go. This is a good throw. Another strike. Two in a row he's got. And then the ninth frame. Set himself up for a strong finish.
Okay, I got two in a row here. I needed that really bad. If I can get another one, I need two more in a row. I might have a chance.
Oh, gobble, gobble. He's got a turkey. Three in a row.
If I can strike right here, it gets really interesting. For a little brother Brown.
We're in full on Brown mode, I believe. Oh, we're gonna need a little luck here. Left side. Gobble. Almost a Brooklyn strike, but left ahead. Or no, the five pin. So we got nine down
so
there.
So bad. It's not going to happen, is it?
It's going to happen.
Okay.
It's going to happen.
Set it up. Tell us about what's going on.
Right now, the score is 199, and he's got the five pin down there. If he gets it, he eclipses 200. He's got to get this pin. Breath and just let this happen. I believe.
The five pin is right in the middle.
Right in the middle.
So I just have to send one down there.
Just throw a good strike ball like you always do. Hold on. No! He just missed it. He's at 199.
Oh man.
He's still got a little bit of February left to get his 200, but yeah, it was a valiant exciting. It was a valiant effort. Came down
exciting.
To the last ball.
That was exciting.
It was exciting.
Oh, but I came back. I mean, I was at 121 in the sixth frame.
You kept battling.
I just didn't give up. That's what I think was so valiant and inspiring.
I think for me, it's just like when you see someone drop into Brown mode, there's no stopping them.
I came up one pin short. I can't believe I missed that five pin. How many beats a minute can you shake a stick? I should ask that first.
Yeah, you should always ask that first.
I do wonder where that expression came from.
We can do a little research.
And I wonder if anybody's ever said, I'm having so much fun, I can't even shake a stick.